excited to have in studio today two stars from the Lyric Opera of Chicago and the Joffrey Ballet. This is a historic collaboration. Joffrey Artistic Director Ashley Weider and Andriana Chuchman, who is playing the starring role at Orfe et Eurydice at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. So welcome, both of you.
Very happy to be here.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. All right, why don't we start off, Ashley, talking about this wonderful partnership between not only two of Chicago's biggest institutions, but in the world, the Lyric and the Joffrey.
It's a historic moment, and I think it's a fantastic moment for both organizations, for the Lyric Opera, for the Joffrey Ballet, for Chicago. And I think that Anthony Freud, the general manager, director for the Lyric Opera, we had dinner about 5 years ago and talked about what would it be to collaborate together. And I have always been a big believer that combining the arts in the most thoughtful way can be a really powerful tool. Having originally been in Death in Venice when Benjamin Britten wrote that opera, as a 14-year-old, that was a great experience for me. So I was 100% behind it. And I think that both Anthony and I knew that John Neumeyer would probably be absolutely the person to choreograph, to direct it, and to design it.
So someone who's the arts are literally in your blood. So to come up with something like this took, you know, probably years of ideas and thoughts, but years in the making, too, to bring these two historic institutions together.
Absolutely. So I think it's John Neumeyer will be creating the work. And he is a native of the Midwest, born in Milwaukee, raised in Chicago, first performance at the Lyric Opera. So it's kind of a wonderful homecoming for John, coming back to his roots. And I'm working with these two great organizations.
You have to be on every level, a performer, an artistic director, very proud that this is actually happening now, because now, as we said, years in the making, years talking about it, it's actually happening now.
It's really happening.
Are you getting goosebumps already?
I'm very, very excited, and I think the rehearsals have been going so well.
Yeah.
And really, you know, Gluck's Orfe is a beautiful opera, and I think it's a great vehicle for the three principal artists. And Adriana is magical in it.
Let's talk about the performance in Orfe. And Adriana, we're so excited to have you here. What a magical role this has to be for you.
Yes, it's wonderful to be back in Chicago. I'm just having a wonderful time.
Let's talk now. Each lead role in Orfe is played by an opera singer and a dancer, which is quite unique as well.
Eurydice is it's a wonderful role to sing. She technically doesn't start her real big singing moments until middle of Act Two, and then proceeds in almost all of Act Three. So it's kind of a little bit of a rest at the beginning. But in this production, she is a dancer, and so she is involved in the overture and sort of helps create this story that is Orfe Eurydice. And I personally have some dance background. I studied ballet at the Royal Winnipeg Ballet. I'm Canadian from Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
And I did about 8 years of ballet and about 6 years of Ukrainian dancing. So I have some dance background, which lends itself quite well for this role, especially the way John is portraying Eurydice and setting the sort of story background.
You have such a beautiful voice. I could just hear. I can listen to you say "out and about" all day, which I'm sure you can. You know, we can dissect each other's accents.
It's true. Sometimes when I order coffee or tea, they're like, "What? Can you say that again?" I'm like,
and
"Oh, right." And I try to open my vowels.
Well, be completely Canadian and order your coffee as you were ordering it at Starbucks right now. How would you say it?
Can I please have a macchiato?
Macchiato.
See,
in Chicago, we go macchiato.
Latte. Yeah, a grande latte, please.
You still say it much more beautiful than we ever could. Okay, these performances at the Lyric, this is the French version, but four previous productions at the Lyric were all in Italian.
Yes.
I mean, obviously you're bilingual, probably trilingual. What are the challenges of that as a performer, too?
To perform in different languages,
yes.
That's part of my job.
Yeah.
It's part of my training, is to, even if I don't speak Italian, say, mm-hmm. I understand a little bit of it, but I have to be able to speak it and understand exactly what I'm saying as if I'm a native speaker. So that if an Italian person listens to me sing, they say, oh, that's very, you know, right. They completely understand it, and it's good Italian, and for example. So, yeah, and I think naturally that as we sing in these languages, we start to pick up on them. And as a North American, it is hard to retain and to be completely fluent, right, in European languages. It's more when we travel and have that sort of exposure and ability to exercise the languages. But I actually spoke Ukrainian before I spoke English, and so that has helped me grasp languages, I think, a little bit quicker as well. So
my father was Greek, and I grew up speaking a little bit of Greek, and then when I started taking languages in school, I would speak Spanish. So I would start talking to my father in Greek and go into Spanish, and he'd say, "También is not a Greek word." Yeah. What are you talking about? Do you find that too, or else, you know, you're a trained performer, though. This is probably nothing for you.
Well, French is a beautiful language to sing in. So, yes. And as a Canadian, I took French in school, not as a not conversational, but it was, I definitely learned parts of the language and words and things like that. So singing in French comes easier to me. And it's a beautiful language to sing in.
It absolutely is. It's a landmark work that exemplifies noble simplicity. I'm reading from the release here. A move away from the complex plots and musical twists of a Baroque opera. How so? Let's talk a little bit about this, how this particular performance is different than other performances of Orfeo, but other performances in general that we might see at the Lyric.
I don't know. I guess I would say that, I mean, first of all, the French version that Gluck adapted is, I mean, it's incredibly beautiful music, and it's not overly complicated. It's not overly fussy music. I think it allows the singer to really, really be at one with the music. Mm-hmm. And I think particularly in this production where John has Adriana really doing a lot of dancing, mm-hmm, it all seamlessly comes together. There are many layers to the performance, yeah, but there is a simplicity, especially to Elysium, which is when Orfeo goes into the underworld to find her.
Yeah. MC and bringing the Greek back into, bringing the mythology tie all the way back into it. Andrea, what do you like best about performing in Chicago, in front of Chicago audiences? We're very passionate about our opera, our performances, our ballet, our dancing.
Yes, that's very evident to me. And I was a young artist at the Lyric Opera of Chicago and the Ryan Opera Center from 2007 to 2010. And so I feel like this is my parent company. this is who raised me to be the artist, to be the final product artist that I currently am. And so it's always wonderful to come back home, in a sense.
We're going
to
claim you as one of our own. So as long as that's okay,
we are
claiming you as one of Chicago's very own.
Happily. I love Chicago. I love the art scene. There is no excuse to sit at home and do nothing. There's always something going on here in the arts community. And we're so lucky. Chicagoans are so lucky to have this quality in this city. And there's so many things to do. And so to have this collaboration with Joffrey and Chicago is a dream. It's a dream. It's stunning to be in rehearsal and to watch these incredible world-class dancers.
Well, we
dancing.
Feel the same about you too. You know, we're in awe
absolutely
when we see
well,
you.
Well,
I am
always, you know, I love opera. And so to be in rehearsal and to hear Adriana just soar, it's beautiful, like really beautiful.
What do you want audiences to take away from this performance?
The beautiful thing about this opera is that it's in its simplicity, it is so beautiful. It is so evident what is going on, and the music tells you, you know, the dramatic moments, the simple moments, the beautiful moments, and it's only 2 hours and 20 minutes, and so it's sort of a great first opera. You don't get overwhelmed. You don't get you will definitely not get bored. It's
not
sometimes
at all.
Sometimes there's this preconceived notion that opera or ballet or orchestra or being in a big hall is sort of archaic and it's boring and it's not modern enough. Well, this is the perfect place to come to if you want something modern, something cutting edge, something exciting. This is the place to be. And in such a gorgeous setting as the Civic Opera House. And so this is, I really encourage, if you are hesitant, give this one a go, because it's...
Yeah, I completely second that. And I would say that it's a really beautiful marriage of bringing the disciplines of opera, of dance, of music together. And I think that John Neumeyer, who has also done the design, both costume and set design, it is very contemporary. It is set very much today. And so I think that, you know, we talk about making the arts relevant. And I think it's a very relevant production. I think it's an amazing thing that it's happening. And I think that Chicago has that collaborative spirit in it. And I don't think that would happen in every other city in the world.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Is it too early to say we want more? Let's keep doing this?
No, I think that I don't think it's too early to say we want more. I think that there are many wonderful opportunities to bring both dance and opera together and create other productions.
Definitely. Well, it's wonderful. Thank you both for being here, Andreanne and Ashley.
Thank you.
Thank you for
having
us.
And again, go see Orfeu at Eurydice. I'm going to edit myself and saying it perfectly.
Right. Eurydice
at the Lyric Opera at the Civic Opera House. So thank you both very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.